Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We were just informed that Super Bowl champion, but unfortunately, Nick Gates was let go by the Philadelphia Eagles. Good luck to him. Hopefully he'll land on his feet sooner rather than later somewhere in the NFL. All right. So this is a story I've been wanting to talk about. I finally get to chat about it. Nate Robinson. All right. Former NBA basketball player, played 11 years in the NBA at 5'9". And that might be stretching it. Just not being mean, just being real. Like, he's not tall. All right. So it's impressive to play for 11 years in the NBA at 5'9". His full name is Nathaniel Cornelius Robinson, which I did not know. I looked at his Wikipedia page. He does have a professional boxing record of 0-1. It did not go great versus Jake Paul, but so I met him after my senior year of high school. So I was born in Hastings when I was 3. My dad's job took us up to the state of Washington. So I grew up in the state of Washington, rooting for Nebraska from halfway across the country. But it was the East-West Washington State High School football all-star game. On the other team, they had the skill guys. They had Isaiah Standback, who was one of the top quarterbacks in the entire country, the number one recruit in the entire state of Washington. They had Nate. They had a bunch of other skill guys. We had all the linemen. All right. So as the week's going along, he's on the other team, but I start to hear about this guy named Nate Robinson. Like, he's not going, it didn't make a great first impression. Like, he wouldn't go to meetings. He wouldn't pay attention. He'd fall asleep if he went to meetings. He was talking trash to us a lot from in the hotel that we were at, you know, and then during one of their practices, because they practiced at a different time, but on the same field, I had to go get something. I saw him, like, the coaches were talking and he's in the back of the end zone doing backflips from one end of the end zone, like, to the other end of the end zone with full pads and a helmet all the way strapped up. It's one of the most physically impressive things I've ever seen. It's insanely impressive to do that without any pads or a helmet on, let alone with. But he wasn't exactly paying attention, so I didn't have the best impression of him, but I'm like, dude, this guy's a freak athlete. He's really good. I was intrigued because he was going to the University of Washington on a football scholarship, but he was also going to play basketball. Now, he only played football for 1 year as a freshman, and he actually started 6 games. Going into his sophomore, he decided to focus solely on basketball. All right. But he was a pretty good football player. He started the final 6 games for the Huskies as a true freshman, right, including the Sun Bowl. He intercepted 2 passes and had made 34 tackles. But he goes on to play 11 years in the NBA. And I'm always just kind of keeping an eye on him because he was very interesting to me. His absurd athleticism, being a smaller guy, trying to play in the NBA, that's really hard to do. There's not many Muggsy Bogues or guys like that out there, okay? And so I always kept track of that, just kind of kept track of his career, and then I watched him in the slam dunk competition, and he put on a showcase, all right? Being 5'9", the air that was under his feet when he would do some of the dunks was insanely impressive, and then went on to win it 3 times, not 3 in a row. The first person to do that is the person who just won the slam dunk competition, Mac McClung, all right? But I came across an article, and you never know what somebody's dealing with. I was always amazed by his athleticism. He had an insane competitive drive, okay? And what he was able to accomplish was absolutely phenomenal, playing for teams like the Knicks and the Celtics and playing for 11 years and being a very good player in the NBA, all right? He was actually 2-time first-team all-conference in college basketball as well, all right? He was a Pac-10 back when it was Pac-10, back when that conference really existed, all freshman in 2003. But then I came across this article from Brandon Harris, all right, talking about Nate Robinson. He said he played for 11 years in the NBA with a condition that could have killed him. Team doctors begged him to stop playing. His response, he told them to stop testing him. Here is why Nate Robinson was secretly the toughest player in NBA history. It's according to this article here. At just 5'9", Nate Robinson was already defying odds in the NBA. He became the only, at the time, player to win the slam dunk contest three times. In 2009, he dressed as Kryptonate. He leaped over a 6'11" Dwight Howard. I forgot about that because Dwight came out with the Superman cape on, and so he came out as the Kryptonate all to beat green. Dwight. Yep. That's right. And I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I forgot about that. But just 3 years after, but 3 years before that, he was giving some life-changing news. So this would have been 2006. Team doctor Lisa Callahan discovered his blood pressure was dangerously high. Tests revealed his kidneys were failing. She warned him his kidney function would deteriorate by his late 30s. So Nate said the most logical thing that would keep him playing. And I quote, "Don't check my blood pressure," end quote, he told the doctors. And I quote, "Because I'm playing in the game regardless of what you say," end quote. He locked the diagnosis deep inside and kept playing. Here's what happened behind the scenes. Between games, Nate would become violently ill. He'd spend days in the hospital, throwing up uncontrollably. His body was breaking down. But after each hospital stay, he'd come out feeling better than ever and return to the court. However, the physical toll was adding up. Severe cramping during games, dangerous blood pressure spikes, episodes of violent illness. But what was the mental toll? It was even worse. Nate said, "I felt like I was Superman. I never thought I would get sick." He tried to lock it down deep and just live his life, but his determination to keep playing came at a devastating cost. By 2018, his kidneys had completely failed. He needed dialysis three times a week, 4 hours each session. That's 12 hours a week. The transformation was heartbreaking, but through his struggle, he showed his full power. Nate turned his pain into purpose. He partnered with the National Kidney Foundation, created the Kryptonite line to fund kidney research. Amazingly, despite his condition, he was still trying to push his body to the limit. He stepped into the boxing ring with Jake Paul. Few knew he was fighting not just Paul, but a devastating illness. The result was not great. The fight lasted just 1 minute with Paul winning. What fans didn't know, Robinson's kidneys were already failing. He needed dialysis three times a week, 4 hours each session. Even after the loss, his fighting spirit remained unbroken. And I quote, "I'd love to get back in there once I find a kidney donor," he said, just as recently as 2024. That's the thing about Nate. He never stopped believing. And then in February 2025, a miracle occurred. After an overwhelming response from potential donors, Nate received a successful kidney transplant at the University of Washington Medical Center. His faith and resilience had carried him through. He showed that size doesn't matter, that heart can't be measured, that sometimes the biggest battles are fought in silence. And most importantly, tough times never last, but tough people do, Nate said. Today, Nate's legacy isn't just about basketball. It's about showing that with enough determination, you can overcome anything, even when the odds seem impossible. And that article was written by Brandon Harris. I took a couple of things away from that. He was already defying the odds. Just 5'9" playing in the NBA. He was a two-sport athlete in college for a season and started as a true freshman. Also, he was also a kick returner. I watched some of the games. He was a kick returner as well for the Huskies before he went solely to basketball. It's inspirational starting with that. Then you add in the health things that he was battling that nobody knew about. It's almost unbelievably inspirational. I believe it, obviously, or I wouldn't have brought it up. But you never know what somebody's going through. So when I was standing there, and he wasn't going through those things yet, but I was standing there, you know, watching him do backflips and maybe not listen to the coach. You never know what is driving a person. You never know what they're going through. And whenever I'm interacting with somebody, I try my best to remember that. Sometimes we approach someone like they're always on their best day, even though we know we may not be on ours. And so I try to keep that in mind. And I try to keep in mind, there really is no limit to what you can accomplish despite the odds if you're willing to do and fight through whatever it is. So for me, I thought that was a heck of a story to begin with. And then when I found out about the health things he was battling during his career for a lengthy amount of time, I don't know. I just thought it was pretty cool with a happy ending as well. So those are kind of my thoughts on that. I just wanted to share that with the fine folks. You got any quick takeaway before we go to break there, Jake?
Oh no, I was glad to see it because I've been kind of following it along for a while to see him finally get that because I, you know, obviously you're worried about him. I'm a Boston Celtics fan, and so he had with the Celtics where him and Glenn Big Baby Davis came off the bench and they became known and they tagged themselves. So you don't feel too bad about them because it's part of the comedy act is that they were Shrek and Donkey. So it was kind of fun, you know, back then. I mean, I remember him blocking Yao Ming, and it's not one of those. He blocked Shaq from behind, but he went up and challenged Yao Ming at the rim.
I'm sorry, what?
And blocked his shot.
Nate Robinson. So Shaq's 7'2". How tall is Yao? Because he's taller than Shaq.
He's like 7'6".
That's what I thought. 7'6"? Yeah. Okay. 5'9", blocking 7'6".
Yeah, that's what he's listed at.
Dude, that's insane. And he did it more than once. Shaq and then Yao. That's crazy. Sorry, go ahead. I mean, interrupt you. I was just like, what?
Oh, no. He's just a fun player. So that's all I was saying is even when he was Boston, like you said, the stories that he had as the dunk contest, just a really fun player in any of his stops. And, you know, easy to cheer for on the court. And then you hear about that off the court, you kind of get worried. And, you know, you see that from time. And I know it's like Scott Pollard has been dealing with stuff. So, it's you know, sometimes we do, we put these guys and we just think, well, they ride off into the sunset, but it's not always the case.
There is life after sports, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you got me. Yeah. All right. When we come back, I haven't even mentioned this yet. And it's like the headline of the show. When a show is so loaded, the headline's supposed to stand out, which it does. But when you got Tim Miles and then you got the ups and downs of Nebraska men's and women's basketball. And then you got a story like that from Nate. And I'm telling you right now, we've got some clips that we're going to play around 12:30. Jake, am I lying when I say the clips of Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward talking straight up trash to each other while they train for the NFL draft at the University of UNLV? They are insanely entertaining, to say the least. Am I lying?
No, they are.
That'll be around 12:30. But when we come back, what is the headline of this show? Nebraska football, like five different times in the past 48 hours since our last show on Tuesday, I've seen Nebraska football, college football playoff dark horse. Nebraska football, one of the top three playoff dark horses from the Big Ten. The Big Ten's top three playoff dark horses, Nebraska number one. And I'm like, seems like something we should chat about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.